I just want you to know, or certainly our local listening audience to know, just how aggressively it is that we're getting after this. That our goal here is an absolutely professional workplace that is characterized by mutual dignity and respect. And anything short of that is just unacceptable. That's why we've established a zero-tolerance policy on sexual assault. So any report that comes in will vigorously investigated. And you know, Stuart, the other part of our conversation here is because we talk in terms of a continuum of harm. So, you know, we tend to think about the sexual assault, the rape, the aggravated assault on the far, say, right of a spectrum. But on the far left is just sexism. And then in the middle is sexual harassment. And so all of that I would describe as a continuum of harm. If you have rampant sexism in a workplace, then what you're allowing is an environment that could potentially allow someone who is predisposed to being a sexual assault offender, you're potentially giving an environment that he thinks he may be able to operate. And so that's why we're not only getting after the assault, we're getting after the harassment and all the way down to just what you might term low-level sexism. Anything that is based on gender stereotypes instead of based on mutual dignity and respect.
Now, these classes like the ones you're holding this week, are these going to be part of an ongoing effort? How does that work?
Good question. This particular stand down is a focused effort that essentially everyone in the Navy, by name, is supposed to get this training. Once they've gotten this shot in the arm, so to speak, of a refocus, that is that effort. But the larger effort, we have annual training that is laid on top of this anyway. So this was a one-time focus to give us a booster shot, so to speak, a real sink, and as you can imagine, a real dedication in time hours when you think about in man hours when you think about 2 hours per person across the Navy. We're almost done with it here. We had our third session. We may have one more session to pick up any stragglers. But essentially, everyone is supposed to be done with this effort by early July, and so that's everyone's goal. And then we will have our own ongoing efforts, throughout the year.
I assume that we are seeing this effort for sailors at sea as well as ashore.
Absolutely. They're getting it at sea. They're getting it overseas for people that are attached to units in Afghanistan or elsewhere. Four deployed forces are getting it at sea, and whether that is with aviation units, submarine units, it doesn't matter. This is truly, as far as the Navy goes, 330,000 uniformed folks, plus our civilians. We had all of our government civilians because our staff here is very much an integrated staff between uniform and government civilian. We trained on this together. I think that's very important. Because especially when you start talking about issues of your command climate and your command culture, you know, those dynamics are really established by people's working relationships in the office. And so no one is excluded from that. So that's why we made it mandatory that we do this training together. You know, Stuart, I mean, you served in her as well. I'm a firm believer in. And sometimes I have to, you know, when we're having these conversations on these ugly topics, we have to step back and go, hey, it's a very small percentage of the Navy, and we still serve in the greatest Navy of the greatest country in the world, and very, very proud to do that. It's not like I feel like this is a significant stigma or black mark on our combat readiness, but it is an issue that we are taking on head-on. And we're not going to be satisfied until we can change the culture where every single sailor, every individual that's in the Navy is educated on how to protect themselves, how to be smart in the environment they're operating from, and then where any potential offender knows that that it's just not going to be accepted in the Navy.